ובכן, אנחנו הגענו לנושא של הכנס.
Well, we have come to the theme of the Congress, which is one shall help his friend. Why is it the most important and main topic? Because it talks about the integration between us, through which we build the patsuf of the soul of each of us and all of us together. And without itkalelut, without the integration, we cannot reach the spiritual vessel and feel in it spiritual phenomena, the upper force, the creator. And in order to be able to attain it, I need friends. Not just that I will learn from them and look at them from afar or from close, but that there will be an integration between us, inclusion between us, that we help each other in the ten and everyone absorbs qualities, impressions, inclinations from the others, and thus in each one a vessel will be built to fill the entire ten, and so each one becomes integrated with all the others, includes all the others, and that's how we build our path. That's the path until the final correction, that everyone builds themselves in their ten this way, and then the tens are connecting to the extent that a ten feels itself as one. It then feels that it has an opportunity and urgency to connect to other tens, and so they work according to the same method to organize into a bigger kli, a greater vessel that is more complex. The first vessel is comprised of 10 friends, let's say, and then the second is, let's say, 20, but it's not 20 because 10 with 10 already equals 100, and so on. We'll see that there is an increase here that is not linear, but rather a significant increase in growth from time to time. We need to realize that when I come to the group, it's not enough for me to study with them together. I also need to integrate with their qualities, meaning that from each one I need to collect their inclination to the Creator. Everyone has their own inclination, and so it follows that we all integrate with each other. And so a person does not have his own soul if he doesn't build one. So it's not sufficient to just be physically in a group and participate in all the events and activities with my friends in the group. I mostly need to try to incorporate with their inclinations between us and to the Creator. By that we build a network where we discover the upper force according to our equivalence of form with Him. And I hope that I'm saying this clearly enough. Our Congress needs to be especially about making this kind of effort and trying to integrate with each other this way that we each help each other. Also in this general atmosphere that a lot of ten are participating together, and each and every ten in itself too, and this will influence everyone both through surrounding light and inner light. If I am integrated with the friends, I am building my soul. It's not by chance that Kabbalists determined this number 10. In corporeality, it manifests in this kind of number. If we integrate with each other in this manner, that each one nullifies himself in order to integrate with the others and to include in himself the inclinations of each and every one of the friends in front of him. Only the spiritual inclination of the friend is what's important to me. And with them, with those, I need to integrate. That's how I build. From them, I build the first nine sefirot of my soul, and I myself am the malchut that nullifies itself in order to absorb, to include into herself the first nine sefirot, and that's how I build the baltsuf of my soul through my friends. And each and every one does that. And then we also incorporate with each other after this integration that each one built in himself. And then that gives us a true baltsuf, which means a structure that can already stand in and of itself in spirituality. And that's where we begin, following the same principles of integrating with each other, and each 10 begins to absorb and suck from all the others their inclinations, their participation with the Creator, and thus we gradually build ourselves more and more into a greater and more complex soul, until we achieve the collective soul of Adam HaRishon. This is essentially the last topic before the Congress, we can say, because it's the most important for us. And that's what we need to do. I'm choosing this as the final topic because I don't want it to be blurred out after other topics, because this is the main thing. One shall help his friend, meaning that each one wants to help the other integrate with their inclinations for spirituality, to show each other how much one wants to rise above oneself and go out to the connection with the friends as much as we can. There are some who can't really express themselves. I'm one of them too. Can't really express my inclination to connect with others. But still, we must try.
As much as the Creator gave each one of us the ability to do it, we need to try to come out like this and to incorporate and each and help each and every one, so that in the 10 we will help each other. It says each will help his friend. We will make all our common efforts, from our common efforts, the first nine above our own ego, and as much as we can rise above it and connect with the friends, so we can also absorb from the friends their inclinations to rise above themselves towards our all-inclusive connection. All in all, the Creator, in the combination of all of these inclinations, we will build a network in which we will discover our common force, the sum total of our efforts, which will be called the Creator. Boy, come and see. This is how we reach Him, and this is how we also implement this sentence that you have made me. There's a lot to talk about it. Actually, this whole lesson, we need to scrutinize. How do we do it? Rising above ourselves, incorporating above ourselves. How do we show each other Thus each one show his inclinations towards spirituality, towards coming out of ourselves, actually not to work in concealment, in humbleness, but to the contrary. I need to show it to the friends, to awaken them. And we also need to understand that not everyone is capable of it, and to be open and express their internality. However, there is no choice. I have to do this because I realize that this is my role towards the group, and I must show them that even though I'm not like this according to my nature, according to my character, however, I do it because otherwise we will not reach the
Сначала я включаюсь в товарищей и делаю из них девять первых своей души, а потом.
You said that to begin with, I integrate with the friends. I make of them the ninth field of my soul. Then, together from that individual potsuf, we become something general. How does it work?
I don't want to talk about how it is done now. Schematically. Because we don't yet have anything related to spirituality so that we can depict it like we depict a partsuf. We only have points, and as much as this point, the egoistic point of desire, expresses itself, it can incorporate with the friends, and then it acquires from the friends the first nine. And as much as it holds itself in expressing itself only in coming closer and incorporating and adhering to the first nine, so it acquires them. And this actually is the beginning of the construction of the partsuf in each one of us. Even though it is not yet a spiritual partsuf, because each one is thus building himself correctly in order to connect with the others. But there is already something to it. And if this is how it will be in each one of us, then we will be able to begin to equalize, to connect our inclinations, which we have acquired from everyone together. And then, seemingly, the first nine from each one of us connect between them, and they already build a common first nine. And also the Malchuyot will be common. And that way we will have a Partsuf. First nine and Malchut, where Malchut is that all of us decide not to use it. And the first nine is what we received from each other through the incorporation. And from that we build the first nine of the common Partsuf. And this is already a Partsuf. This is already the beginning of the soul.
Holland.
Yeah, thank you, Rav. Good morning, friends. Happy is he who can pray all day. How can we increase the importance for praying together in the ten?
It's that we, from one day to the next, we despair out of our own forces, and we see before us actions that are not within our ability to perform. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, nevertheless, we have to reach it if we don't just want to remain animals. And this brings us to a decision that it's not upon you to finish the work. In each and every state, we need to make efforts in order to get out of it. And to realize that we're not capable of rising above ourselves, above our ego. This is our whole nature. This is how it is with each and every one. And in order to rise above it, I must have a force which I do not have. The force of bestowal, the force of giving. And then I have no choice. I have to ask of the Creator that He will give me such forces. And this takes a lot of time because our ego doesn't quite allow us to rise above it. This is already considered some kind of exodus from Egypt. Well, maybe not an exodus, but an inclination towards an exodus. This is called, and the children of Israel sigh from the work. That is, they cry out because they cannot come out of the ego. These are already stages in which we awaken ourselves towards the correct actions. We make efforts. We discover that we're not capable of it. This is necessary. Otherwise, we will not reach the true decisions that we must get help from above. And then we turn to the Creator and we ask of Him. And indeed, the help from above is what does the work for us, but it is according to our request. There has to be man from us, and then receiving spiritual forces from the Creator, which is called mad. And this way, by raising man and the lowering of mad, we get into a connection with the Creator, we get the spiritual force from Him, and we become capable of performing actions that are above our ego, building a partzuf of a soul.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. Here is a question from our 10. How can I include myself into the qualifications of my friends for a powerful integration?
This depends only on how much you realize the importance of the incorporation with each other. It's not that I just get help, a force from the Creator, that I look at the friend, I'm envious at the friend that he is successful and I'm not. It's not quite that. I need to get from him his inclination towards the Creator. From his inclination and his inclination and his inclination to collect all of these inclinations, and from that I compose my first nine. That is, each and every friend is incorporated, included in my partzuf, in my soul, as the first nine, as building my soul, establishing my soul. There's a reason why it says, each shall help his friend. Each shall help his friend means to help in the construction of the partzuf of the soul. But I need those inclinations. And that way, these tiny inclinations of each and every one, we cross them together, connect them together, and from that, the first nine of our general collective partzuf are formed. When each and every one is included, incorporated in the others, and his incorporation with the others is according to his malchut, as much as he overcomes it, according to his qualities. You understand how much here suddenly we begin to assemble qualities with the incorporations of these and those in those that we didn't have in Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was simple. Thus, the need for the shattering, we see it specifically in that, that as much as we are incorporated in these inclinations, specifically those that are broken with each other, and we connect them together, by this we're building the first nine of the partzuf of the soul. And that way, by in that, we need to help each other. And this is practical work, where we truly rise above ourselves, and this way we try to do it.
Wait
a minute, who else do we have? Rehovot.
Good morning, thank you, dear teacher. I would like to adopt a spiritual quality from each friend. I just don't know how to scrutinize, to locate it, how to do it.
Nice, it's a good question. I simply look at each and every one, how much he's drawn to spirituality, in what form, what is important for him in spirituality, only in spirituality. What is he trying to do? And that way, from all of this, I get an impression. This is in the meantime. Later on, when we will acquire the first spiritual qualities through incorporation with each other, we will be able to distinguish in each and every one the deeper qualities that exist in each and every one. And through them, I reach the awareness, the recognition of the Creator. I have no quality besides Malchut that annuls itself, by which I can reach the recognition of the Creator. I have none. Only that I annul myself and I get impressions, inclinations from all of the friends towards the Creator by annulling my Malchut. By that, I build the first nine of the soul, and in it, I begin to discover the upper force. All in all, the friends that are depicted in me with their inclinations to the Creator, they build in me the image of the Creator. This is considered that you have made me. What do we make him of? We make him out of our own qualities. When we annul ourselves towards each other, and then out of all of the qualities, when we incorporate in such a way, we build the partsuf of the soul, and there we discover the upper light. The Creator is abstract light. When he is revealed in something in our incorporations, already we begin to feel him, to understand him according to equivalence of form. Then we already discover that he exists all around us, and he becomes revealed in us, and he becomes revealed in our successful mechanical words. So we need as much as possible to try to talk between us and somehow to detect those inner inclinations. How can we incorporate in them? How can we connect through them? How do we join them in such a way that, all in all, we are assembling such new qualities here, new qualities, as a result of the shattering, where each one was broken by the upper light, by the lack of connection with the others, when we discover this lack of connection between us. And this way we reach a state where we ask the Creator that he will connect these broken pieces, that we want to put ourselves together from the inclinations of each and every one towards connection. And then it turns out that we already have between us a new system of connection, which we have established. This is considered that you have made me. And the upper light can already, in that new system, it can begin to shine, to fill it up, to settle in it, truly one to one. Not in the form of nefisha from nefesh, as it was a rest, as it was in Adam Arishon, where when they were like angels, meaning without any effort on their behalf, without any awareness on their behalf. Malchut and the first nine, or Adam and Eve, but rather that we all establish a system in which we are truly engaging in the construction of the Creator, the revelation of the Creator, because the system that we build truly reveals in itself, out of our qualities, the qualities of the Creator. What does it mean, Creator? Boe. It's Boe. Come and see what we do between us, when we connect between us and our incorporations towards bestowal, towards connection and love. By that, we built him. You have made me. It is specifically through the Hitkalelut, the incorporation. Therefore, this principle of each shall help his friend, just like the way our lesson is called, is that in that we need to incorporate with each other, help each other, realize that in the end, when we reach spirituality, we are as one man in one heart. In corporeality, we're still in bodies. And this actually helps us each time to put in effort towards connection. But in spirituality, we should all see ourselves as, where is that image where we are all incorporated together, and in it we exist truly as one?
What are these new qualities that we discover through integration?
We, in the incorporation, discover already the qualities of the Creator, because in the incorporation we reach a state where the upper light can shine in us out of equivalence of form. And this is why that's Mark 2.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, товарищи. Рав, нам нужно искать пересечение наших желаний духовных с желаниями товарищей. Или нам надо стараться?
Hello, friends. So do we need to find the
стремление товарищей?
Do we need to find our desires in spirituality, or just each of us needs to connect from his own desires completely and connect to the friends?
I need to disconnect from my desire and incorporate in the friends' desires for the Creator, as much as I see them, as much as I understand them. And when I collect in such a way, when I restrict myself and I get the inclinations from the friends, if I collect all of these efforts by that, eventually I build my spiritual partsuf. The action should be quite clear. It is the annulment of our own ego, of each and every one, and instead of it, getting the awakening from the friends.
Spain 1.
That's it.
Salon Rav, Salon Javerin. ¿Cómo podemos ayudar?
Hello, friends.
Gracias.
How can we help the friend increase his lack?
Bidugma, lo yoter mize.
With an example, not more than that, only through examples. And I have to play, to act before the friends as much as I seemingly want it, and I'm capable of it, and I'm ready for it, and I'm really advancing, and I'm successful. In that, I need to act before the friend, and by that I help him. This is called each shall help his friend. And especially in that, we show one another how much we are, how shall I put it, we sell ourselves. We are truly willing to sacrifice ourselves for the spiritual ascent. We need to do it even though it is incorrect, it's untrue, it's false. But I have to act this way towards the friend, because by this I give the friend a desire to do the same. Just like, because then he won't be acting, he will want to do it in truth. And then I will look at him and I will also do it in truth. So through the friend, I actually stimulate myself so that I can become greater. PT 24.
I don't know how to act. I don't know how to show an inclination to connection. And also something is confusing me here. It said that I'm the only Malchut and I have nothing of myself to show the friends. How can I help the friends?
But you have to. You have to. If you enter a 10, then you commit. You obligate to hide yourself and increase the qualities of bestowal, even if you don't have them. By that, you show the friends how much you are stepping on your ego and how much you are trying to work with all of your meager qualities of bestowal.
It could be accurate. The idea of giving an example to friends, is that the point of self-annulment and trying to raise my points of bestowal, which I don't know what that is even?
Yes, yes. Well, most importantly, you need to work. There are many things to it. This is actually all of our work. It is our first spiritual action, restricting our ego and beginning to absorb awakenings from the friends, because I have nowhere else from which to take it. If I just sit by myself with a book or with anything else, it's nothing. By that, you'll just become wise, but not a Kabbalist. You won't grow in building your spiritual kli. The spiritual kli is only built out of incorporation. Therefore, the rule is simple, from the love of people.
Ten has a question. How do we restrict our malchuyot? How do we do it one toward the other in the ten?
Well,
in that too, we need to learn from each other. If I see that a friend is investing, even corporeally, for the benefit of the 10, one in preparing something for us to help the connection between us, the other one is in choosing excerpts, the third one is doing something else. As much as each and every one is awakening us as much as possible with something technical or something more internal, I need to learn from it. I need to reach a state where I feel ashamed. It's like Rabash writes that I'm ashamed towards the friends and that I truly am not equal to them. This is how we need to feel. Okay, well, Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот я пытаюсь сейчас там все сократить в себе и включиться в товарищи. Я уверен, что
yes, dear Rav.
То же самое. Потом вы сказали, что мы можем как-то вот эти.
Try to restrict everything within me and advance with the friends. I'm certain that the friends are all doing this also. And you said that we can connect these points of connection between us. How to do this?
I'm not ready to talk about it yet. Maybe I'll talk about it throughout the lesson, because it's not simple. We don't yet have these points of Malchut and the points of the first nine in each and every one. There's great work to it. The construction of the Pertzuf, it's always, all the time, from here until the end of correction. We're always building that same thing. What we're talking about right now, this work, in a more sublime, more complex manner, but actually this work, we always have it ahead of before us. The building of the Parzuf, of the general soul, the one great universal soul. This is what we have before us, and we are only doing that always. So the work is only in incorporation. Each shall help his friend. On each and every degree, we have to incorporate with the tendencies of the friends more and more internally with the friends who are in my 10, and then more in a more external circle with the other 10s. And this way, again, and this way until we reach again the complete corrected system of Adam Rishon, which is considered Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction. And each time, of course, the work is in a slightly different style, in a different manner, but its form, its content, its essence, it's the same. Rising above our ego, our individual will to receive, and also the collective will to receive of the 10, and the collective of desire of the 100 tens, 1,000 tens, etc. And each time from the incorporation with the qualities of the friends, as much as they annul themselves more, and as much as they are also more incorporated with everyone, from these, with these two, I have to incorporate and build myself. This is called each shall help his friend, that I do not build myself. I build myself by incorporating with the others, with the inclinations of the first nine, and also the inclinations with respect to Malchut, which are the opposite, right? With the first nine, as much as possible, we connect and bestow, and with Malchut, the Malchuyot, we restrict them as much as we can. And that is our work.
No.
Подскажите, мы говорим о том, что мы должны стремление товарищей включать в себя. Стремление товарищей.
We say that.
Дальше мы говорим, что мы должны отменить.
I need to incorporate the friend's yearning within me. And then we say that we need to annul the ego, to annul my ego. That's something very abstract. Very abstract for me.
Духовному. Это есть то конкретно, что.
My reaction towards the yearning of the friends, there's this resistance. Is that the thing I need to annul with respect to the yearnings of the friends?
Whatever hinders me from incorporating with the friends, this is the essence of my ego.
Yes.
And this is what I have to, in some form, well, I don't think that it's possible to cancel it, because our ego is not cancelled. We cannot erase it or even restrict it. We restrict it from how we use it, but it's not that it disappears. It always remains, and it has to remain until the end of correction as the foundation of the pursuit. But we hold it in a restricted form down below as the foundation of our pursuit of each and every one. And this is how we build each and every one as a small pursuit, and later on we connect all of these pursuit into a single pursuit, and this is how we advance.
Какое именно сейчас у меня стремление к духовному?
Do I need to tell my friends? In what yearning I am right now for spirituality, in order to help him, to help them find this yearning, maybe.
I have to express to the friends all of my desires, my passions, whatever I have towards spirituality, in such a way, in whatever I have to do to help them. There's a reason why it is called each shall help his friend, meaning our work is not on ourselves, but rather more on helping the others, my friends. It's not that I think about what can I take from them, how do I arrange myself in between them, but rather the work is more on how do I help them build themselves, incorporate between them and with me, etc. So the work is outside of me, it's not aimed towards me, but rather towards each and every friend. This is the spiritual work. Therefore, each shall help his friend. It's very precise.
Your own issues, but rather take my things. Each one helps his friend means that
I
must act. It can even be said, yes, to act before the friends in order to show them how I work through integration with everyone and how by that I disregard my own personal desires. That's it. How I build the first nine and how I restrict the Malchut.
Can I ask?
I'm actually asking about the actual...
I'm actually asking about the implementation. How do I recognize in my friends their tendencies towards spirituality and nothing else?
Check, look at them, and see how much they yearn for connection, the learning, actualizing the lesson, how they're not missing any meeting. Learn from all these things. Right now, while you don't see their inner matters, then at least from the external things, and try to integrate like that.
I'm trying, and I'm asking, how does it awaken my heart? I see that it doesn't always evoke inspiration in me. I always see them in the lessons, in their activities, but how do I awaken my heart with these images, these impressions?
If you cannot awaken your heart, then you need to ask the Creator to awaken your heart, because our hearts are certainly under His control. So ultimately reach a state where you see that you are not in control of your heart, whereupon you can ask Him to correct your heart. This is actually an excellent state. You have something to cry about, meaning that your heart isn't under your control, on the one hand. On the other hand, be glad, because you're discovering that your heart isn't under your control, but rather, whose control? The Creator's control. And so you turn to Him, and He arranges your heart for you. You've come to Him. You've come to the point of truth. A very beautiful point, very beautiful scrutiny. There's nothing to cry about.
Operation between the friends. What is the renewal in that process?
You need to start working, and you will see how there's not a moment's respite here. Not a moment's respite, because you can find new points each time in your friends, in their inclinations towards spirituality, and how before that, well, alongside that, you need to annul yourself, your malchut, your egoistic will, in order to integrate with them and continue on the path. It's every moment you have this renewal. Try more and more to delve into all these actions of incorporation, integration. Each one helps his friend. It speaks of integration, where each one sees from the other how he annuls himself, and each one sees in the other how he builds himself through the integration from others, and all of us, it's called each one helps his friend, so that through envy, lust, and honor, we begin to elevate ourselves from the corporeal world to the spiritual.
Process of incorporation is actually a process of the revelation of the Creator that simply keeps expanding?
No, the revelation of the Creator is an outcome of this integration. Integration between us. The revelation of the general.
Except number one. Let me remind you the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time. For it is upon this that our right to exist depends. And upon this, our near-to-come success is measured. Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words, love your friend as yourself, will literally come true in you. For a verse does not reach beyond the literal, and you will be cleaned by the thought of love that will cover all crimes. Test me in that, and begin to truly connect in love, and then you will see the palate will taste.
Moscow 7.
Рав, благодаря каким уловкам можно соединить все наши сердца в одно сердце?
Thanks to which lessons can we connect everything?
It's where each one wants to be included of the others, and so all these inclinations, after you all try to be included of everyone, building the first nine so that the qualities of the friends enter into him, the spiritual qualities of the friends enter into him, when we make such efforts above our will to receive, where we restrict, where I restrict my malchut, and I want to integrate with the friends, I am not included of the friends, rather I'm included of spiritual qualities, their spiritual qualities, where I annul myself because I want to integrate with them. So, by this, I build the first nine sefirot of my soul. That's all. When each one tries to do that, with this mutual integration of everyone, together we discover that we are building sefirot here, qualities of bestowal, because we are included of each other as wanting to bestow, wanting to ascend, each one towards spirituality above corporeality. And so it follows that each one seemingly has his own first nine. And that is how we build for ourselves the first nine of the spiritual Paltzuf through this mutual incorporation. We need to do it. There's no words for it so much. You all need to try to come out of yourselves and to be included of the others. From whatever we see, the inclinations and whatever we can imagine to ourselves, we can imagine that these inclinations exist in the friends and we want to actualize them. Yes.
Rav, another question, please. You said that each and every 10 should do the following work. Come out of myself and connect my heart to the common heart. So the collective success of the 10, does it depend on the investment of each and every friend?
Yes, and regardless, we have to understand that none of us is free. We can bestow upon each and every one and seemingly to compel, or more correctly, to awaken him to also perform such actions of connection and annulment. Connection with the others and annulment, the annulment of his self.
I don't yet see the sign. Rav, in a workshop, it is truly felt, this effort of overcoming the ego, but we cannot feel the incorporation. In the Congress, is our purpose to discover this incorporation, its kalelut?
The Congress is connection. Congress, and our Congress is about incorporation or integration as much as can be achieved, and that takes place in each and every 10 in a practical sense, in a practical manner, where each one wants to be included of the friends more and more and more. The more they are drawn to rise above their own private egos towards connection with the friends, and then each one in that manner shows the friends, each one helps his friend, yes, how to rise above it more and more. That is one thing, now in each and every 10, of course, and they all sit in tens, just like now. And on the other hand, we act, each 10 acts upon the other 10s, because that's our general intention as well, meaning that by this we want to help one another. That's the Congress. Integration within the ten and each ten assisting the other tens. By thinking that way, by aiming that way, it also helps itself, it expands its own vessel and brings itself to bestowal under the general bestowal of the whole Congress. The Congress is one great force where if the Ten aims to achieve connection, then it is capable of enjoying that force of connection that exists there, that dwells upon everyone. It's a great effort that we make. And then each and every one, meaning each and every ten.
Precept number two, Ba'al HaSulam. Do what you can, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye. The most important thing before you today is the unity of friends. Exerting that more and more, for it can recompense for all the faults. Again, excerpt number two. Do what you can, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye. The most important thing before you today is the unity of friends. Exerting that more and more, for it can recompense for all the faults.
Yes, here we need to say a few words about this special time we live in, the generation of the Messiah. Very special generation called the last generation. And so, of course, our actions in the whole of the world and our actions within the land of Israel and within our tens and groups all over the world, that is an action that is coming in the right time, in the right place, according to the desire that is revealed in the whole of humanity. It's according to all of the factors we see, external and internal. And so Ba'al HaSulam says, do all that you can, and the salvation of the Lord is as an eye, as the blink of an eye, meaning that we are in the right state, organized already, and I'm certain that we can take one big step forward from corporeality to spirituality. Let us make an effort, help each other, and succeed with God's help. Baltia 3.
Доброе утро, Рав. Вопрос такой. Есть ощущение, когда я играю или...
Good morning, Rav. I have the following question. There is a feeling when I act or before, when we act before each other, we create a lack. Should I somehow yearn to fulfill those lacks, or does the Creator do that already through the prayer that we raise?
Didn't understand again?
Должен ли я стремиться наполнить
товарищей? To maybe phrase it differently.
Хисарон к духовному.
Can I aspire to fulfill the friends or only to create a lack in them?
I need to show the friends how I have this inclination towards spirituality, the extent to which I annul myself, to show them all sorts of examples of how I annul myself and am attracted, drawn towards spirituality, meaning I show them what my paltzuf is. I annul the malchut, and I aspire to bestow in the first nine. So that's what I need to show them, these two things. We always have two, malchut and the first nine. And that's how we need to work, to show this. Each one helps his friend. And that's how we will succeed.
Siddharti lachem sedarim, shal yadam mesugalim al kol panim,
by which you can still hang on and not turn back. And the single, most special one among them is the Dvekut, adhesion of friends. I sincerely promise that this love is able, and I shall remind you of every good thing that you need. And if you nonetheless braced yourself in that, you would certainly go from strength to strength on the rungs of holiness.
Meaning, only through connection between us do we establish our partsuf, in which we begin to discover ourselves and the Creator and the whole of the spiritual world, and all of our success
Да, дорогой Раф, а что это за уровень такой координации между нами, когда каждый из нас вот отменяет себя, включает?
Yes, dear Rav. What is that phase of coordination between us where each one annuls himself and is incorporated in the others? How do we build it between us?
Like now we have these corporeal interactions where we connect as a corporeal ten. The more we try to be different and with different qualities, desires, inclinations, we will integrate together. It will come by itself through our work.
So this is some kind of synchronization, or
it will come of its own because we all want to integrate. Each one wants to receive his own inner qualities from the friends. My first nine are in the friends. Not exactly in the friends, but it's about how I am impressed by them, included of them. And so it happens that each one helps his friend. Each one receives from the friends this copy or projection of what he can emit from himself towards the friends, and this is called his first nine. And he has his restricted malchut, which also participated in this integration with the friends, because I need to restrict it in some manner, yes, to diminish its participation, its own participation. And that's how we build the paltsuf.
So in our external work, which the friends can see, I demonstrate to them how much I restrict myself, right?
Yes. Yes, and they need to show you the same.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Bala Sulam says here, do what you can and the salvation of the Lord will be in the blink of the eye. Rav, do you think we're doing enough? Because I don't yet see the salvation of the Lord. Personally, I don't see it.
I think that we have all the conditions present in order to do that and reach the first spiritual patsuf, which is the purpose of the Congress. And today we're now studying the last stage of our spiritual work in the construction of the patsuf, how to be included of each other and to finally build the spiritual patsuf in this mutual integration, so that through this work we actualize all of our qualities, all of the conditions that we learned about. It's all there right now in our work. And the Congress must be like the seal on it. Yes.
He says the most important thing before you today is the unity of the friends, exerting that more and more, for it can recompense for all the faults.
Yes.
With such unity, how do we reach this kind of unity that he's telling us about here?
The way he writes, that's what we do. I have nothing more to tell you. You know how to read Hebrew. You read, you hear. That's it. Do it in practice. Actualize it. If you don't want, then don't do it. If you want, then do it. To what extent? All the way through. And if you don't succeed, then ask the Creator. That's it. You cannot turn to the Creator before you despair.
Okay, but on what does the unity that he's talking about here depend on? What does it depend on?
Unity depends on your plea to the Creator ultimately. But in order to turn to him, we first need to make an effort as much as possible to integrate together and to see that also in that we cannot exactly fulfill ourselves, actualize ourselves.
And then?
And then the sons of Israel sighed from the labor, from the work. That's exactly the exodus from Egypt.
Is it considered now they're coming out of Egypt before the Congress or in the Congress itself?
No, not yet. It all depends on the extent to which...
What should be the main reason so that I will truly have a desire to incorporate and to connect with the friends?
What is
the main reason, my main reason to do it? Why will I want to do it? To connect with the friends?
You want to build your spiritual paltsuf. You want to discover spirituality. You want to discover your soul. You want to discover the Creator. Now you have a practical action. How to build a vessel for the revelation of the upper world, the revelation of the Creator.
But this is an egoistic desire, isn't it?
Everything starts from the ego, but later it's how you use the ego. The ego is always present, but in the
I don't hear you. If the guidance is saying so, do we need to be more harsh about the guidance or do more? If it's not enabling us, we don't meet. And if it does enable us, we don't meet.
I don't get into all these philosophies. Whatever is allowed, yes, you can meet physically if it's allowed, period. And however is allowed. Leave me with all this. You always want me to once more get me into these things. Rav said, do this. I'm not telling you anything. I'm for internal gathering. If it will help you to gather internally, to also gather externally, this I don't know. Think about it. But it must be truly in a way that there is agreement from the side of the government and on your part. Bulgaria 1.
Привет, Рав. Как можем...
Hello, Rav.
Един на друг, че се съкръщаваме, отдаваме вътре в десятката виртуално.
How can we show one another that we are restricting ourselves, that we're bestowing inside the 10 in a virtual way?
Only from out of efforts. Let's do what we're reading. Let's learn what to do. Try over the course of the day. And tomorrow morning, we'll meet once again and continue on. You'll see that this is what we need to do. And this is what we will do in the Congress. Connection between us and each 10 until the
Excerpt number 4 from Bala Sulam, letter 11. I will also ask that you make great efforts in love of friends to devise tactics that can increase the love among the friends and revoke the lust for bodily matters from among you, as this is what casts hate. And between those who give contentment to their maker, there shall be no hatred. Rather, there are great compassion and love between them. And these things are simple.
Yes, these are really simple things. What relations must be between the friends if they're all putting together of themselves a spiritual partsuf that is entirely in bestowal and love above their spiritual desire, above hate and repulsion? Surely these are the sensations that must be revealed between them actively, meaning that it must be clear to them, because specifically in these sensations, they...
Again, excerpt number 7. If each of them does not show the society that he is practicing love of friends, then one lacks the force of the group. This is because it is very hard to judge one's friend favorably, and each of them thinks that he is righteous, and that only he engages in love of friends. In that state, one has very little strength to practice love of friends.
That's clear that he doesn't have enough forces to reach spirituality. He doesn't have forces at all to reach spirituality other than what the Creator gives him, and with this force he can reach. Spirituality we reach only out of forces that we received from the environment. That's called the influence of the environment upon man. And this is the matter of the arvut, the mutual responsibility, that each shall help his friend. And there's more and more such verses and conditions, but in sum total, it's the incorporation in the 10 of the friends that only the result of the incorporation, the result of the incorporation, that such we acquire the force that gives us the entrance to spirituality. Connection with the others, the result of the connection, with this we enter, we reach spirituality, meaning the state, from a state of bestowal to being ready to for revelation of the Creator. Baltia 2.
Правильно ли думать, что хороший признак взаимоключения — это полное доверие товарищу?
Is it right to think that a good sign for mutual incorporation is complete faith between friends, a complete
well,
with the Creator?
In a spiritual manner, that's correct, meaning as much as I incorporate of the friends, as much as I'm working with these qualities that I received from them, and specifically in these qualities that I received from them, I want to advance, to feel spirituality in them. That's how we advance. In them we reveal spirituality. And what I received, and what I incorporated of among the friends. Yes. Also, that's how it's written, from all my students I have learned. Like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, as we remember, what does he say? I can't leave my students, although they are small, because I must incorporate of them, and then I reveal spirituality each time more and more. But if I won't have these students, these friends, how will I advance? And that's how it always is.
Yofi.
Clear?
Kiev 1.
All right. Kiev 1.
Вы сказали, что мы должны в течение дня проверять наше взаимовключение.
Yes, dear Rav, you said that we need to examine ourselves throughout the day and see how much we're advancing in this way.
As much as I think, I'm impressed. We're doing at least another two times meetings between us. And even without meetings, I have before me friends. They're like standing in my heart, as it is written. And I each time awaken my heart to incorporate of them from their tendency to revelation of the Creator for connection. And that's how it's called, that I am always with them together.
Это личная работа, как бы то, что вы сейчас описали. А как нам вместе это правильно об этом говорить и проверять?
How to talk about this in a common way to scrutinize this?
Each one must do such. And when will we feel ourselves that we're truly together? That's already when we will incorporate and the Creator will be revealed in us. Then we'll feel as one man and one heart. Beforehand, no, but we need to ask for this, pray. Each one wants to incorporate of the friends and be together with them truly incorporated in one heart. But together with this, we need to ask the Creator to complete the work. The Creator will complete the work for me. The connection between us, surely He must complete, because it's only by the upper light that we all put our private efforts together and he gathers them together and puts them together. And then we receive the result from this. And thus the Creator is called the general, the common. It's not just a number or something. It's according to his action that he includes us together.
Again, excerpt number 8. I order you to begin to love one another as yourselves with all your might. To ache with your friend's pains and rejoice in your friend's joys as much as possible. I hope that you will keep these words of mine and execute this matter to the fullest.
Meaning, we need to depict to ourselves in the discussion between us how much it is a great joy that we are connected between us and how much we have sorrow in this that we're still not connected. And then, in these efforts for happiness and for revelation of the sorrow, we make an effort to be in all the time, to such an extent that then we obligate the Creator to cause us the true connection above the sorrow of separation, and such we'll build ourselves. That's very important. That's what he's saying. Okay. PT 13, all right.
A question about this incorporation of mine in the inclination of my friends towards spirituality. What in practice do I need to depict to myself? Do I need to break my egoistic vision and the way I see them now to identify their tendency for spirituality?
You don't need to break anything. You don't need to take care of your ego in anything. Not in bad and not for good. You only need to take care of your connection with your friends to the extent of love of friends. Only in the good thing, the positive thing, and never engage in the negative things. Rather, that you cannot reach connection and you see what's bothering you, and then you will find a way how to take care of the disturbance. But also, the taking care of the disturbance is in this, that you also increase the force of connection, force of bestowal. That's how it's more correct to work. Always to happiness and always to connection.
How can I identify their tendency for connection? After all, I don't have that vessel to see it, the tool to see their tendency for spirituality.
You need, first of all, from the discussions, and from this that you feel just how much each and every one is in this tendency. In some total, you know one another. Also, you understand that the Creator arranged the connection between you. He brings you to one place, one desire. He wants to build of you that same soul. That first soul that will be as the foundation of the entire general soul of Adam HaRishon, that will arise in the last generation. You need to talk about this more. Awaken yourselves.
Rav, that's in general, but this specific tendency, you know, it's clear what you said.
This is what I talked about from the beginning of the lesson. I spoke there about the Congress and what we must do in the Congress. That's it. Only connection between us, above all disturbances, that we are incorporated of one another,
that we reach by jealousy, lust, and honor to include all these qualities, all the correct tendencies from each and every friend. And as much as we advertise to each and every friend that each of us is in incorporation and in this effort to reach corrections.
Pregunta de la escena. Más allá
de la question from the 10.
¿Hay alguna otra manera en que se puede ayudar a los amigos que no se suman al esfuerzo colectivo?
If I'm asking in the name of the 10, what's beyond the example, the prayer, how can we help friends that are not participating in this collective effort? Rav, we can talk to them if it helps, but actually, the conversation, the example, and prayer, we have nothing else.
That's it.
Rav, what exactly is this matter, this glue of the spiritual work between us?
Again.
Once again, excerpt 9. It is appropriate and correct to hold tight to love of friends and draw them closer to the path of the Creator. For by this, one can extend illumination for many days by bringing them closer to the work of the Creator.
Sadna.
Workshop. How do we constantly sustain ourselves as connected between ourselves and awaken the friends? Through envy, lust, and honor, such that we don't let go of the spiritual work for
23. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to give this day to thought to raise the 10, to raise Nebaruch to spirituality that that's dependent only upon me, to truly do real scrutiny, checking oneself, to be in prayer all day. Something like that.
Very correct. PT 18.
To think about the 10 day and night. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you, too.
Ну, все-таки добавить еще радость, благодарность и ощущение такого особенного праздника.
To add also happiness and a gratitude, the sensation of a unique holiday, because it's a holiday in which we're in ascent to a truly wonderful state.
He's right that we need to add joy to all our actions, to fill these days with joy, because specifically through this joy we can show how the work of the Creator is desirable and rejoices us. And certainly through this we will come closer to Him, not in sadness, but actually in joy. Even when we're raising our prayers, these prayers also come to us from the joy that we have who to turn to, that we have a force that's caring for us, that we're turning to Him and are certain that He will answer us.
We need to make sure that all our friends are coming.
That's for sure that you need to awaken and to make sure that all the friends are truly standing in line before every lesson. Lesson is connection. In the convention, you understand that we're not learning new materials. We are connecting. We are incorporating in one another, and one will help his friend like we learned today. That the lesson today, we need to realize it, to implement it. And this is from here onwards, to the end of the... Okay, but meanwhile, I think I want to say something that I think is very important. We already have over 5,600 people registered for the convention. More than 5,600 people registered. We never had such a thing. Also in the conventions that we had throughout all the years. And it's important for me to go over the lists for the conventions. Therefore, I'm really asking, register. I need these lists. You're doing a great favor to all your friends. We are building a database and all these, we can work with this later in the connection between us, in connecting and addressing you. So please, register as fast as possible. We have one more day left, and then that registration closes. And we need to understand how many men we have, how many women, newer students, veteran students, because accordingly we also build our plans and our entire order in the archives, in all our systems are very dependent on the extent in which we see the people that are registering and who they are. By ages, by gender, by the force. Well, now we see the address that we need to sign up on convention.cli.one. That's it. And if you have questions, so please, you can go to help@cli.one. And by this, we will complete the lesson. We will give room for info to talk also. I am wishing you all the best. I am blessing you for all the good. And until the morning lesson of tomorrow, don't disconnect. Constantly prepare ourselves for this incorporation so that the convention will bring us such an integration where we will already reveal ourselves standing in a spiritual degree. We will pray, we will ask, we will connect.